Fortunately, among the first I examined, I found his jailer, and soon we had Kantos Khan with us in the throne room. The sounds of heavy firing, mingled with shouts and cries, came to us from the city streets, and Tars Tarkas hastened away to direct the fighting without. Kantos Khan accompanied him to act as guide, the Green Warriors commencing a thorough search of the palace for other Sodongans and for loot, and Deja Thoris and I were left alone. She had sunk into one of the golden thrones, and as I turned to her, she greeted me with a wan smile. "Was there ever such a man?" she exclaimed. "I know that Barsoom has never before seen your like. Can it be that all Earthmen are as you? Alone, a stranger, hunted, threatened, persecuted, you have done in a few short months what in all the past ages of Barsoom no man has ever done, joined together the wild hordes of the sea bottoms and brought them to fight as allies of a red Martian people." "The answer is easy, Deja Thoris," I replied, smiling. "It was not I who did it. It was love. Love for Deja Thoris, a power that would work greater miracles than this you have seen." A pretty flush overspread her face, and she answered, "You may say that now, John Carter, and I may listen, for I am free." "And more still, I have to say, ere it is again too late," I returned. "I have done many strange things in my life, many things that wiser men would not have dared, but never in my wildest fancies have I dreamed of winning a Deja Thoris for myself, for never had I dreamed that in all the universe dwelt such a woman as the Princess of Helium. That you are a princess does not abash me, but that you are you is enough to make me doubt my sanity as I ask you, my princess, to be mine." "He does not need to be abashed, who so well knew the answer to his plea, before the plea were made," she replied, rising and placing her dear hands upon my shoulders, and so I took her in my arms and kissed her. And thus, in the midst of a city of wild conflict, filled with the alarms of war, with death and destruction reaping their terrible harvest around her, did Deja Thoris, Princess of Helium, true daughter of Mars, the god of war, promised herself in marriage to John Carter, gentleman of Virginia.